AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says
Ukraine is on fire. The country is being decimated before the eyes of the world.
Guterres says the impact on civilians is reaching terrifying proportions.
Whatever the outcome, this war will have no winners, only losers.
There were more talks today between Ukraine and Russia. Russian airstrikes have intensified in Kyiv, the capital. Alex Goncharenko is a member of the Ukrainian parliament.
We have 3 killed today, more than dozen wounded. And it's just one morning, and I think it's just start.
Goncharenko has this warning for the West.
If we will not stop Putin, tomorrow it will be Warsaw. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it will be Riga. And I don't know what will be next.
The AP has learned a wounded pregnant woman who was taken on a stretcher from a maternity hospital that was bombed in Mariupol by Russia last week has died, along with her baby. Speaking at the International Women of Courage ceremony, First Lady Jill Biden spoke about the violence in Ukraine.
Sick kids fleeing on makeshift medical trains. The unthinkable bombing of a maternity ward. Parents weeping over their children's broken bodies in the streets. The senselessness is staggering.
More than 8,600 Russians have sought refuge in the U.S. on the Mexican border in recent months, overwhelmingly using official crossings in San Diego. Many fly from Moscow to Cancun. Migrants from other former Soviet republics follow the same route, but in lower numbers, though some authorities anticipate more Ukrainians after Russia's invasion. Ukraine and interest rates are the influences on Wall Street so far today. Stocks are riding waves up and down. The Dow has been higher. The Nasdaq composite has been lower. This is AP News. Dolly Parton is taking her name out of consideration for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The AP's Margie Zaralletta explains.
It's all wrong, but it's all right.
Does Dolly Parton deserve to be in the Rock Hall? She doesn't think so. Parton writes on social media she is extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for this year's class, but she does not feel she's earned the right to be inducted. She does not want votes to be split because of her, so she's bowing out. Parton hopes the Rock Hall will consider her for induction another time. She says her nomination has inspired her to make a great rock and roll album, something she's always wanted to do. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Gonzaga will head to the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament exactly where it ended up in the final AP Top 25, right on top. Now it's a matter of finishing things off. The Bulldogs, who earned the overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament for the second consecutive year, lost to Baylor in last year's national championship game. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.